We want to discuss Bas B'Cholav, Chatich Anasas Nevela, Bas B'Cholav Doraisa, Bas B'Cholav Dorabanan. We know that Oaf is only Dorabanan. And the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes discusses the case of Kchal, and there we have a case of Basa B'Cholav D'Rabbanan. D'Rabbanan asked this Cholav that if it's found in the Kchal, and you have to take out that Cholav if you want to cook the Kchal. And the reason why it's only Drabbanan is because it's Cholav from a Shchuta. If you take a look in Simon Tzadi, the Mechaber says, Chal, Pirish Hadad Shal Behema, Basami Divrei Sofrim, She'ein Basar Shenisbashel B'Cholav Shchuta Asim in Torah. So on a Torah level, if you cook this basar, this chal, with the cholav inside of it, it's mutter. However, midrabanan, it's basar b'cholav. The Mechaber says, in bishlo, in basar, acher, so let's say he takes the chal that has cholav in it, and he cooks it with other meat, Mishirin oso v'shishim. So you'll need shishim in the basar against the kchal. However, ukchal min aminyan. The kchal itself is heter. Ketzad. Im hoya kol im hakchal kmo shishim. If he has all the meat together with the kchal, he's got 59 pieces of meat, and the 60th piece is kchal, is then hashar mutter. The kchal itself is also. That's a marasayin sugi. But as far as the rest of the keder is concerned, everything is mutter. So you mitzaref the kchal together with the 59 pieces of meat to be mevatel the cholov. Vim hoya pachos mishishim. So now he cooks less than shishim together with this kchal that has cholav in it. Hakol osur. Everything is osur. Oh. Now, benkach uvenkach im nofa l'kdera cheres. So he now has this kchal that has a bli of cholav in it. There was no shishim in the first cooking. To be mevatel the cholav. Now he cooks the kchal in a second kedera. Misharin bo b'shishim kivarishona. So the Taz points out that the mechaber is a big chiddush over here. Kivarishona. I mean, just like we were mitzarif the kchal to the 59 pieces of basar to be mevatel the cholav in the first cooking, so too in the second cooking, we still could use the kchal and be mitzarif it to the meat in the second cooking to be mevatel. And he writes that v'yesh omrim, this is the Ramos, says v'yesh omrim im nofal tchil l'kder shein bo shishim v'nesar kchal v'nofal achakak l'kder acheres ein hakchal mitztarif l'shishim. So there's a machlokus here between the Machaber and the Ramos as to whether or not the kchal in the second kedera is mitztarif. Now in the first kedera, the kchal became asur because there was no shishim. So why should the kchal be considered like heter, and we can mitzarif the kchal in the second kedera? And the Taz says the following: Mashma afilu im nofal tchila v'pachos mishishim, and now it falls into the second kedera. Havi kivat chila litzarif gam hakchal. And then he quotes the Rama. In explaining the Machaber, he says, Lo yeh sofo chomer mitchilah. So just like in the first round, we were able to be mitzarif the chal against the cholov, together with the rest of the meat. So too, in the second round, this chal is also no chom, more chomer than it was in the first, and can be mitzarif it. L'chore, that logic makes no sense. What does it mean? Lo yeh sofo chomer mitchilah. In the first case, there was no bishul. There was no bishul of the chal with its cholov. In the second case, there already was, by virtue of the first cooking, an iser in the chal machmas cholov. So now the chal is a chefted isura. How could you mitzarif it to be mevatel? Vayesh omer shel Rama shehu arashba. Severely, the chol shenafla b'pachas mishishim nasa gama heter chaticha nevela. In other words, now the chal, as a result of the first cooking, there was no shishim, becomes a chaticha nevela, and therefore, when it falls into the second kedera, you cannot be mitzayif the chal, and not only that, you'll need shishim against the entire chal. And here he adds five words. Even though, again, this cholov is not d'oraisa, it's cholov shchuta and chal, but nevertheless, once the rabbanon asked it, they gave it the status of basa v'cholov. And once it's basa v'cholov, l'divrei akol nasa nevela. There's no argument. I mean, Rabbeinu Ephraim is going to argue with Rabbeinu Tam about Shari Surah, but Basa v'cholov kuliyamalo pligi that chaticha nasis nevela. And here too, the Rabbanon made the cholov hakchal into basa v'cholov. If they made it into basa v'cholov, then chaticha atzma nasis nevela, and you need shishim against the entire chal. Al kain tzorich achakach in the second kedera shishim keneged akchal vakchal inim its tarif, and he goes on to quote the Rashba. Oh, so where's the machaber coming from? The machaber says that in this case of kchal, the kchal itself in the second tarovas is mitztarif to mivatel shishim. Where's he coming from? Says the Taz, svir lekaharamba. He holds like the Rambam. So let's open up the Rambam and see where the Taz is coming from. The Rambam does not discuss the case of Chal here. The Rambam is discussing the case of Oaf. So you cooked Cholov with Oaf, and there was no Shishim, in the Oaf against the Cholov. So the Oaf becomes Asur Mirabbanan B'Toras Basar B'Cholov, Basar Oaf B'Cholov. Now, what do you do? So the Rambam has a chiddush. The Rambam says, "Cholav shenafal l'kedera sheyesh bo basar ov v'nosan tam b'kedera marbe olav basar ov acher." You can add basar ov to the original kedera. This is after the cooking. Ad sheyevatal atam, and that you're allowed to do. And then the Rambam says in the next halacha, okay, but that's already not relevant to us. Oh. So the Rambam in Halacha Chavav says that ein mevatlin isur lechatchil, and yet in Halacha Chav Zayin he says that you in the basar oaf you can be marbe oaf to be mevatel it, even though the oaf is already asur by virtue of the first cooking. Says the Rama, "Bisurim shel divrehem mevatlim ha'isur lechatchil." Fine. Ketzad cholav shenafel l'kedera sheish ba'ov, etc., etc. Marba olav basar ov umevatlo. Says the Taz, there are two chidushim in this Rama. One chidush is obvious, and one is a little bit more subtle. It's obvious that the Rambam holds that you can be mevatel isul chatchila in an isa derabban. But what's not obvious, and this is the Rambam's chiddush, is that the oaf itself, when it was cooked with the cholov, does not become a chaticha de nevela. Because if, let's say, there were 30 kizaisim of oaf and against the kizayis of chalav in the first cooking, all you need is another 30 kizaisim of oaf to add to it to be mevatel the kizayis of chalav. You don't need 30 times 60 because of the 30 kizaisim of oaf that became an avela. Says the Taz, La Rambam, even though the Rambam holds that in Basa B'cholav Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela, but the Basa B'cholav Shu Derabbanan is according to the Rambam, Lo Amrinan Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela. And therefore, when the Mechaber paskins in the case of Chal, which again is Basa B'cholav Derabbanan, that you can take this Chal that received the Tam of Cholav from the Chal in the first cooking, and you give him a tzarfit in the second cooking to establish shishim, and it means you don't need shishim against the entire chal, you only shishim against the tam chol of shevek chal. The mechaber is standing on the shoulders of the Rambam, and both the Rambam and following him, the mechaber, hold that in basa b'chol d'rabbanon, we do not say chaticha atzma nasis nevela. So let's just summarize. According to the Rajba, even in Basa B'chalv D'Rabbanan, we say Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela. And the language of the Taz is Dasu Rabbanan Kibasa B'chalv. And therefore the Ramah Paskins, based on this Rajba, that if you cook the Chal in the second Kedera, you'll need Shishim against the entire Chal. And the Chal itself is Nevela, you can't be Mitzarif to Mevatel L'chalv. On the other hand, the Rambam holds that in Basa B'chalv D'Rabbanan, we don't accept the principle of Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela. And therefore, according to the Rambam, all you have to do is add in the second cooking the amount of oaf, that together with the first amount of oaf, you have shishim, and you can be vata l'cholav. And likewise, in the case of chal, the mechaber paskins, that in the second cooking, you don't need shishim against the entire chal, you need shishim against the tam, cholav habalua, plus the chal itself is mitzdaref to the shishim. And the Taz concludes and he says the following, Ula Rashba afilu im nafal memela achakach basar ov lo mahani. He says that forget about the problem of ein mevat l'nisul l'chatil. Let's say ov would fall into this taroves of ov and cholav which was cooked together. He says you cannot add the oaf that fell in the second kedera to the oaf that was cooked in the first kedera. Why? The chaticha atzma nasis nevela. Meaning the Taz says that just like the Rajba holds that in chal, chaticha atzma nasis nevela, even though it's only basar chalav, derabbanon, hu adin hu atam, in the case of basar oaf. That once you cook basar oaf b'chalav, midrabbanon it's basar b'chalav, and therefore chaticha nasis nevela. That's the Taz. And it's interesting that the Taz writes in introducing this presentation, he says, Nolda lanu machlokes chadosha bein Rambam leharashba mashalohuzkar b'poskim. He says, you won't find in the poskim this machlokes that's, shall I say, recorded in the poskim between the Rambam and the Rashba about whether Bavasa b'chov d'rabbanon is chaticha nasis nevel. Oh. So what I would like to ask here is, bishlema, according to the Rashba and the Mechaber, the Rashba and the Ramah, nicha. Basa b'cholav, once it's asr, whether it's asr d'oraisa or it's asr d'rabbanon, means you have cholav and you have basar, and you cook them together, you know, zeh heter b'fnei atzma v'zeh heter b'fnei atzma, together they become a new isr, that's called chaticha nasis nevela. There's no reason, there's no rhyme or reason to say that in basa b'chol d'rabbanon, unlike basa b'chol d'oraisa, we should suspend the principle of chaticha nasis nevela. But according to the Rambam, why is it that with regard to basa b'chol d'rabbanon, we don't apply the principle of chaticha nasis nevela? And this is nogea both to the case of chal and to the case of basar of. Now, What's the deal with Chaticha Nasis Nevela outside of the context of Basa B'chol? Bashar Isurim? So here we have a machlokus between the Machab and the Ramah in Simon Tzadi Beis. And the Ramah argues with the Machaber. The Machaber says at the beginning of Simon Tzadi Beis if Dalit, he says, like the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Lo Amru Chaticha Atzva Nasis Nevela Ela Bebasar Becholov. Avalo b'shari surim kigon kizayis chelev shenivla b'chaticha v'ein b'shishim levatlo v'nesra v'akach bishlam acheros ein tzorch el shishim kineged kizayis chelev. And the Ramah writes v'yesh omrim damrinan b'chol ha'isurim chaticha Nasis Nevela Vachain Haminog Poshut V'ein Lishanos. So the Shita of the Machaber is the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is brought down in Tosfos here in Chulin on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. I don't have it in front of me right now, but Tosfos says there, Diramask Shekodam, that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chaticha Nasis Nevela only applies to Basa B'cholav, and it doesn't apply to Shari Surim. And of course, the logic of Rabbeinu Ephraim is very compelling. Namely, that if you take Heta V'Heta and you add it together, you cook it together, you form a new entity called Basa B'cholav, that's Nevela. But in the case of Shari Surim, if you cook Basar Heta with Chelev, or whatever the case may be, then all you have is an Isar Bolua. I mean, the Basar itself is Mutter. It's carrying a tam of blia from the Isar inside of it. But there's no reason to say that the entire Chaticha itself becomes Nevela. So that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. And the Rashba accepts Rabbeinu Ephraim. We don't say Hanan and Shari Surim. The Mechaber accepts Rabbeinu Ephraim. And we don't apply Hanan in Shari Surim. On the other hand, other Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Ephraim. There are more passings like those Rishonim, and we say Chaticha Nasis Nevela even in Shar Isur. Oh. The Taz says the following: L'didan, for us that we paskin based on this Ramah, that is Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela in all Isurim against the Mechaber. Therefore, says the Taz, and I'll read to you the language, it's at the end of this long Siv Dalet, Siv Kod Dalet, he says the following: Lufi ma sheposak ha-Ramah kan ke ha-Rashba. The Ramah has already made, based on the Rashba, a major jump. That as far as Hanan is concerned, there's no difference between a Doraisa and Darabonon, meaning that if Chal is considered Basa B'chol Darabonon, we're going to apply the principle of Hanan just like we apply to Basa B'chol of Doraisa. Says the Ramah, once you've equated Doraisas and Darabonons, as far as Chaticha Nasis Nevela Basa B'chol of, L'didan, according to us, the Lo Kaimel on Rabbeinu Ephraim, we paskin in the Ramah that this Chaticha Nas Nevela in Shar Isurim is Amrinet Bechol Isurim Chaticha Nas is Nevela Afilu B'Isurei D'Rabbon. So it comes out, according to the Ramah, the way the Taz understands it, a very simple, you know, formulation. And that is that whenever you have Tam Isur in the first cooking, you're going to need to be mevatel the entire piece in the second cooking. It doesn't matter whether it's basa b'chol d'oraisa, basa b'chol d'rabbanan, whether it's shari surim or even shari suri d'rabbanan. In all cases, we're going to say chaticha nasis nevela. So, for example, let's say we take a piece of basar and we cook it in its dam, right? And its dam, which wasn't poresh, therefore it's only d'rabbanan. So according to the Mechaber, we would say that since it's only an Isa Drabbanon, there's no Chaticha Nasis Nevela. But now that we paskin, says the Taz, like the Ramah, that Chaticha Nasa the Veil applies even to an Issa Drabon. And we saw it in Bas Bechol based on the Rajba. And the Ramah paskins like those Rishonim that in Shari Surim there's a din of Chaticha Nasa the Veil. And therefore, if we combine the two, right, if A plus B equals C. Let's just go through the equation of the Taz. If you have in Basa Bechol Chatich Nasa the Veil, even in Issa Drabbanon, and that's the Ramah's Psak here in Sadi based on the Rajba, so too, since in Sadi Beis we equate Chanan, we extend Chanan, like those we've shown him, even to Shari Surim, and we've already seen that in Basa Bechol of the Ramah doesn't accept any distinction between Doraisas and Drabbanons, therefore in all Isurim we're going to apply the principle of Chanan. So if you cook meat in its dam, before you take out the dam, now you will need shishim against the entire piece of meat, even though this Isur dam is only the Rabbanon. And it's Shari Sur. So you and I would have said, wait a minute, this is Tarti L'Reyes. I mean, number one, it's an Isur Rabban in the worst case. Number two, it's Shari Surim. But the answer is, we're combining two Piskei Dinim of the Ramah. The Ramah paskins that Pas Mechol to Rabbanon has Chanan. The Rabbanon extends Chanan even to Shari Surim. So if we add the two together, what we end up with is that in all Isurim, even in an Isur Rabbanon, we're going to apply the principle of Chanan. That's the Taz. Now let's talk about another case of Basar Becholov Durabbanon. And that's the case of the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tez Zayin. We saw Basar Becholov Durabbanon at the beginning of Kol HaBasar in the case of Oaf. We saw Basar Becholov Durabbanon on Daf Kuf Tez in the Mishnah of Chal. And now we have a third case of Basar Becholov in the Mishnah of Hamada Bekeva. Hamada Sacholov Bekeva. And this is on Kufte Zayin Amud Aleph. And it says, Hamamid Bi'or Shal Keva Kshera. So there's no problem with the Vela here. The Mishnah says, In Yesh B'no Saint Tam Harezu Asura. If there's enough in the R of the keva, in the meat, the basar of kshera, to give tam into the chalav, then the chalav becomes asura because of yesh bat tam. Now we have to know that Tosus establishes that this case of mamidin bekeva, of hamad bekeva, is a case of kavush, or Malicha, more precisely, Malicha. And Tosis says that Malicha cannot engender Basar Becholov of Doraisa. Why? Because Lo Savashel, Derech Bishel, Asur Torah, and Kavush is not Bishel on a Doraisa level. So therefore, in the worst case scenario, this Mishnah of Hamada Bi'ar Shel Keva is talking about Cholov, which became asur if there's no same time, neither Rabbana. So the Rabbana has a din of Basar Becholov. Rashi, Dibra Maschal Rezu Asura, here on Daf Kufte Zayin Amud Beis, has a long arichus. And there are many, many different dimensions in this Rashi. Many of them have nothing to do with our discussion, but one of them is very, very relevant. Rashi wants to know, after you imamid this the cholav in this R kevak shera, and it was no b'no same time, what happens if you take that cholav and you imamid that cholav to make it into gvina? And he quotes, he says the following: cholav hanimtza karish bi R keva shemolchin also bi ora. So went through a process of melicha. Then he took out the cholav from this keva. He says, Nira Be'enai, if he takes it and he's mamed it together with other chalav, is asur gomerhu. This cheese is completely asur. Kibasa b'chalav mamish, le'in akvina, be'isur gomer, vi'ein biyadi koach lahatir.
It seems that Rashi initially wanted to be matir, but he changed his mind. Yesh matir no so. Umeviim raya midogim shalom bekara. They equate this case of chalav, that you imamed the chalav in an ar keva, and then you took that chalav and you imamed it and made it into, you know, you through a process of achmatzi, you made it into cheese, into gvino. They equate it with no same tam bar no same tam. Shacholav b'kederelo nesar ella mishum nesinas tam. So the first time around, this chol became also because of tam. V'chi hadar yoyev taima b'gvino. Now it gives tam into the gvino. That's already a second nesinas tam. That's already tam sheni. Is havilei no sin tam bar no sin tam? Says Rashi, the obvious kasher. V'chokos zumi zuki mizrach mimara. He says, Dogim Shalom Bekara, even though there was a Blias Tam of Basar into the Dogim, that's Heter. And therefore we say, Nat Bar Nat, in the second Kedera. But here, Cholav HaNimlach BeBasar, you did Malicha in the original Keva, and now there was no same Tam. What kind of Tam is it? Is that Tam? Is Tam of Isur. And therefore, once the Tam of Basar mixes in the Keva through Malicha with the Tam of the Cholav, Nasu Shneim Isur. Now you're talking about Isur. Kidikaimalon Chaticha Atzma Nases Nevela. And therefore you took this boss of a cholov and you put it into, and you imamed it to create Gvina, then Chaticha Atzma Nases Nevela is no not bar not over here. So the Rosh Yosef, in his commentary on Chulin, the Prima Gadim, he asks the following question. So what were the Yesh Matirim thinking? And what was the Havmin of Rashi? How can you possibly equate this with Nat Bar Nat? And the answer is, again, I'm not sure if this is what he means, but Kach Nira Lefiani is Daiti, that the Machlokas here between Rashi and the Yesh Matirim is about the status of Basa B'Cholav through Malicha, without Bishel, which is only Derabbanan. How do we view this? Rashi holds that we view this as nevela, and we apply the principle of chaticha nasis nevela in the same way that we applied chaticha nasis nevela. Again, according to the Ramah, again based on that whole Taz in Oph and in Chal, Rashi says we should apply the same logic over here to Malicha. And therefore, in the case of Basa B'Cholav through Malicha, which is albeit the Rabbanon, nevertheless it's chaticha atzmanas nevela. If it's nevela, then you can't call it tam heter in the second tarovas. Masha'en kein, according to the Yesh Matirim, they hold that since in the worst case, this cholav, we were mamadit in the keva, is only malicha, which is only basam cholav drabanan, there's no din of chaticha atzman, as is nevela. So the only reason it's asur is because through this malicha, the cholav has a tam basar in it. No, if it's a tam basar in it, now you take this cholav and you create another tam, you create gvina with it. In the gvina, it's already not bar not, it's a second tam. Is Mimela Rabosai what the Taz presents as a machlokes between the Rambam and the Machaber on one side, in the case of Chal, which is basam cholav drabanan, and they hold that we don't apply the principle of chaticha nasis nevela, and the Rashba and the Ramah on the second side, that chaticha nas nevela applies to basam cholav drabanan as it does to basam cholav doraisa, is really a machlokes between Rashi and the Yesh Matir. Now, let's see halacha lemaisa how this all plays out. The Shach in Simon Tzadi Beis, if you happen to have the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, you can open up to page Peches. And the Shach says the following. It's about five lines down in the Shach Tes Zayin. Ule inyan I amrinan chaticha nases nevela bimalicha. Pasak harama, where am I?
The pasuk b'toras chatos, the af dinagim l'shayer kol hamalicha b'shishim, which means that we apply the principle of chaticha nasis nevela even to basa b'chav d'rabbanon in the case of malicha, and that doesn't surprise us because this is the Ramol l'shitaso. Nevertheless, says the Shachmi, Koma kom kevon da harbe poskim sovrim dechol malicha eno seges rakede klipa yesh lahatir litzorech hefseid gadol. So the Shach is matir according to the way he understands in Torah Schatos, but makom hefseid meruba malicha, and we don't apply the principle of chanan as we said before, but makom hefseid Merubah. And here, if you turn one page to the Prima Gadim in Sifsei Das on page Tzadi Aleph, about two-thirds down the page, Vida, the Hoda Hekel Harav Vitoris Chatos, why would the Ramah be Mekel in Malicha to alleviate the requirement of chaticha nasis nevel of shishim kineged kol chaticha in the case of malicha b'shas hadchak, meaning behefsin meruba hatan? The reason for that is the rov poskim lo amrinan chaticha nasis nevel b'shari surin. Interesting, the Prima Gadim interprets the Taras Chatos, which is quoted by the Shach, as a reference to Shari Surim. And he says the following, that even though the Taras Chatos is machmir to apply the principle of Chaticha Nasas Nevel to Shari Surim, nevertheless the Ramah doesn't deny that most poskim hold like the logic of Rabbeinu Ephraim, that Chaticha Nasas Nevel only applies to Basa B'cholov. And therefore he says, We can fall back on those poskim, even according to the Ramah, the Hefseid Meruba. So again, according to Prima Gadim, we're talking about a case where he took Nevela and he put it together in a on a platter with Basar Kosher and he salted them together. He did Malicha. In such a case, Maluach, Malicha is like Bishul, but it's only Dirabbanan. And now you want to know if we should apply the principle of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So even though the Ramah Paskins in Sadi Beis that we do extend Chaticha Nasas Nevela to Shar Isurim, like this case of Nevela, but nevertheless, since we're dealing with Malicha, and in the worst case scenario, it's only Dirabbanan, therefore, we could be Mekil. But Elifiz there, Basar b'cholav b'malicha. Again, you know, it's the Rashba who accepted Rabbeinu Ephraim and holds that there's no chanan in Shari Surim. The Ramah is machmir against the Rashba, but falls back on the Shitas HaRashba in a case of Hefsid Meruba that there's no chanan b'Shari Surim. But says the Prima Gadim, but the Rashba himself, when it comes to basar b'cholav d'rabbanan, applies the principle of Chanan. Harashba hu min amatirin b'chaticha nasis nevel b'shari surim v'afilu hachi b'siman tzadi b'kchal hevi harav daito, meaning the Ramah brings down the shita of the Rashba who holds nasin nevela b'basa b'chol v'afi yisud rabbonon ayin taz. In Cain, therefore the Prima Gadim concludes, Ein lahakel, af ledas harav, im nafal, cholav, bimalicha, al basar, denasis nevela, vitzar shishim, kinegin kol achaticha, varfilu behefsim rub, Ein lahakel. The Prima Gadim has a beautiful cheshbon over here with the Chiddush LaHalacha. He says, yeah, you want to rely on Hefsid Meruba that there's no Chanan in Shari Surim, that you can rely on the Rashba in a case of an Isur Durabbanan of Malik. But in the case of Bas B'chav, the Rashba himself holds that there is Chanan even in Bas B'chav Durabbanan of Malicha. Haraya, as the Taz developed it so beautifully, in the case of Chal, which is only Bas B'chav Durabbanan, the Rashba holds that there is Hanan. So you can say that the Ramah is Machmir in Basav Achalav, Durabanan, like the Rashba for Hanan. You want to say in Shari Surim, even though he doesn't rely on the Rashba who accepted Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he extends Hanan to Shari Surim, but nevertheless, he can fall back on the Rashba, at least in the case of an Issa Durabanan Velicha. And therefore, Bishas Adchak, Befsi Beru, we could be Mekil and fall back on the Rashba. But you can't extend the Heter of the Torah's Chatos to Basav Achal of Derabbanan, namely through Malicha. In other words, when the Shach says, that's what the Prima Gaon is telling us, when the Shach says, Le'inyan i'amrin chanan b'malicha, and he quotes the Torah's Chatos, that you don't have to be Meshayer against the entire Basar if it's a Hefseid Merub, the Chal b'licha in Oseris, etc., is Yesh Lahatot Tzorfa, that's only in Shari Surim. And then you could say Lomar de lo nasis nevela. The Chaynir Iker says the Shach. We Paskin says the Shach like the Ramaz Kula behefse Meruba, but says the Prima Gun, you have to qualify that. That's only because we're falling back on the Rashba that there's no Hanan in Shari Surim. But when it comes to Hanan in Basim Chol Durabbanan, there the Rashba himself is Machmir, and he applies the principle of Hanan, as we saw in Chal, and therefore by analogy in the case of Malicha, which is Durabbanan, we also have to Paskin Hanan. And even the Hefse Meruba, says the Prima Gadim, we cannot be Mekil. That's the Prima Gadim. But here, I want to show you the Pri Chadash. Now again, if you have the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, you'll take a look on page Tuf, Tzadi Beis, and we'll take a look at the Pri Chadash. Yeah, I don't know, is it on the page or not? Maybe I left it out. It's number Yud Aleph on the Mar Makomos page, I think. I mean, again, I added a few things here for my own purposes. I don't know, is there a Yud Aleph on your page? Okay. Tuf Tzadi Zayin, excuse me, Amud Tuf Tzadi Beis, Os Yud Zayin. Okay. The Prish Chodesh says the following. We're talking about a tarovus of Yovish B'Yovish, and there was no Bishul, and the question is whether we should apply Chaticha Nasis Nevel. Kosav Aran, Besov Perakol Abbasar, the Keva Deloch Miru Bishari Surim Lomar Chaticha Nasis Nevela Elam Mishum Losa Debasa B'Cholav. The Aran says that the Yisod HaYisodos of Chaticha Nasis Nevela is anchored in Basav Achalav. That's where it is. That's where the logic is compelling. And therefore, says the Ran, Ein Omrim Chaticha Nasis Nevela, Elo Bidvarim HaMizbashlim, Dumya de Basav Achalav, De Derech Bishal Asra Torah. In the case of Yavish B'Yavish, there's no Bishal. So what are you going to tell me? Chaticha Nasis Nevela? Chaticha Nasis Nevela is rooted in Basa B'Cholav, which requires Bishul. Here there's no Bishul. Inami, Sonein L'Tocham, Shehu Derech Bishul, fine. Ubishum Hachi B'Meduma U'B'Mechumatz, things like Malicha and so forth, She'eno Derech Bishul, Lo Amrinit Bei Chaticha Nasis Nevel. Adkan. Ulefizeh, says the Pri Chadash, Dovar Shenesar Bo Beklipa Kegon Malichu Utsli Kayotze Bezeh. Okay, this is a major machlokes about Tsli, we're not going to get into it now. Ein Bo Din Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Vechein Kosav Beshach Beshem Hatars Chatos Vehiskim Imo. The Pri Chadash goes a step further than the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim said that the Kula of the Torah's Chatos B'Mokom Efsi Merubah was in Shari Surim. Comes along the Pri Chadash and he says, nay, that's not so. He doesn't quote the Prima Gadim. But he says logically, why is it that we should be Mekil as far as Hanan in an Issa Durabbanon. You want to tell me, again, if the Prima Gadol was in the room, he would say, well, we could be Mekel in an Issa Durabbanon because it's Shari Surim. And in Shari Surim itself, we have the Rashba based on Rabbeinu Ephraim that there's no Chanan. Says the Pri Chodosh, forget about Shari Surim. You know why there's no Chanan in an Iser Bas of a Cholav Durabbanon? Because there was no Bishul. In other words, the Ran is giving us the framework for the and the conditions that have to be met in order to institute Chanan. You can only apply Chanan when it's Dumya the Bas of a Cholav. And he says, if it's a Dvar Mizbashel, then it's Dumya Devas of a Cholav. It's the second of the wide lines. I would underline that. This is Gevaldik Achidish of the Pri Chodosh. He says, when do you apply the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela? That's only in Dvar Mizbashlim, Dumya Devas of a Cholav, the Derech Bishal Asr Torah. Or perhaps cold and Tahat, that's also Tatoygov, is also Derech Bishal Asr Torah. However, things like Meduma, you know, you mix Yavish by Yavish, or there's Malicha or Kavush or any of the others, he says, in such a case, Eimo din chaticha nasis nevela. And that's exactly what the Shach meant in the name of the Taras Chatos. So what was the cool of the Taras Chatos b'shas hadchak? According to the Prima Gadol, what we saw is the kula of the According to the Prima Gadol, the kula of the Taras Chatos b'shas hadchak was Chanan in Shari Surim in a case of an Issa D'Rabbanan. According to the Pri Chodosh, in contrast, the kula which the Shach is quoting in the name of the Taras Chatos applies not just to Shari Surim but even to Basa B'Cholav itself. Why? Because the Ran's principle is that Chanan could only apply on a Daraisa level in Basa B'Cholav of Mamish, or on a Darabanan level in a case of Bishul, that you actually cooked it. But if there was no cooking process, then if it's Basa B'Cholav of Darabanan, which is not Dumya, the Basa B'Cholav of Daraisa, then there's no principle of Chanan. And here, the Pri Chodosh quotes the Rama that we saw early in Basar Ov, that in Basar Ov, Bechol, we don't apply the principle according to Rama of Chanan. Kevon Dehavi Durabbanan, since Ov is only Durabbanan, V'lo Aminim Bechaticha Nasin Nevela. It's the Hedja that the Pri Chodosh wants to establish that even in Basar Bechol, as long as it's Durabbanan, there's no Chaticha Nasin Nevela, and we can fall back on that Shita, B'Shas Hadchak, even according to the Rama. It means that there are two different interpretations of the Shach over here. There's the Shach al-Pi, the Prima Gadim, and there's the Shach al-Pi, the Pri Chodosh. Al-Pi, the Pri Chodosh. There's a lot of Paris over here. But if you take the Prima Gadim, then what we're talking about is a Shasad, a Hefzid Meruba for Shari Surim. So it means, let's say I would cook Basar in its Dam. Here I would say that B'Shasad Chak, we could rely on the Rashba who says that there's no Chanan in Shari Surim, and we can say that since we're dealing only with the Nisa Drabbanan, because the Dam itself is only Drabbanan, is we can be Mekil Behefseid Meruv. Oh, and the same thing would apply to Malicha. Let's say I took Nevela and I was Molech the Nevela with other Nevelas, is then I don't need Shishim, can I get all the Nevelas in the second Taroves? Why? Because it's Shari Surim and it's only Drabbanan because we're dealing with what? Malicha and so forth and so on. But if, on the other hand, I take the approach of the Pri Chodosh, now we have a very far-reaching Shasat Chak Heter, and that applies even to Basa B'Chol of Derabbanan, that which the Prima Gadol was unwilling to do, because of his cheshbin, if you recall with the Rashba, that the same Rashba who is Mekil in Rabbeinu Ephraim, in Chanan and Shari Sur, but in Basa B'Chol of Derabbanan, he was Machmir to say Chanan. So therefore, we have to assume that there's no kula of Hefsi Meruba with regard to Chanan in Basa B'Chol of Derabbanan. That's the Prima Gadol. Comes along the Pri Chodosh, and he's approaching this whole sugi from a different perspective entirely, basing himself on the Ran, and he comes to the conclusion, therefore, that we can be Mekil in the case of Basa B'Chol of Derabbanan, as long as there was no Bishul, because it's not Dumya de Basa B'Chol. So Rabbosai, I think what's going on here
is a classical chakira. What is the reason to apply, according to those Rishonim and the Ramah accepts them, Chanan v'shari sur? And there are two answers to this question. The Ran's answer and other Rishonim. The Ran's answer is, it's a gzera atu basa v'chala. Meaning, if you're going to allow and alleviate the requirement of Chanan in Shar Isurim, then people will make the jump and the confusion with Basa B'Cholof. And in Basa B'Cholof, Chanan is Doraisa, so we can't allow such a thing. So the Isur of Chanan in Shar Isurim, according to the Ran, is Lasa de Basa B'Cholof. Other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say Chaticha Nasna Vela Midrabanan is for another reason entirely. It has nothing to do with Basa B'Cholof. It's because we're afraid that we don't have to be Mashiach against the Bliya. To be Mashiach against the Bliya itself is very complicated. And therefore there's a new svar over here that establishes that there's an Iser of Chaticha Nasnafe. We don't know exactly how much Heter was Bolua. We don't know how to calculate it. And therefore, when the Iser falls into Heter, we know there's no Saint Tam. Now you have to be Mashiach in the second Kedera against the entire Chaticha. The Pri Chadash opens up his presentation with the Ran. Why? For a very logical reason. Because what the Ran says is that they weren't machmir in other Isurim to say Chanan unless it was similar to Basa B'Cholof. So you see clearly that the Ran is accepting the first Tzadna al-Chakira, that Chanan in Shari Isurim is a Lasa, Mishum Lasa de Basa B'Cholof. And therefore the Ran goes on to establish that in the case of Yavesh B'Yavesh or other kinds of Basa B'Cholof which are not through Bishul, we don't apply the principle of Chanan. And according to the Pri Chadash, v'chein kasav b'shach, the Shach says the Pri Chadash is building his case on the Ran. And therefore, basically, what we're asking here is how to understand basa b'cholof derabbanan. Daniel,
who says the second side of the Chakira?
The second side. I don't know which Rishonim. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but a whole bunch of Rishonim, which they say that we don't want to rely on l'shayer keneged abliya. We don't know exactly how much was bolua. There was a whole mixture. Correct, and therefore Chanan v'shari surim has nothing to do with Basa B'Cholof. Forget about Basa B'Cholof. Chanan v'shari surim is a gzeirat rabbanon in and of itself, because we're always going to be afraid that maybe you'll make a miscalculation in establishing your shishim. So therefore we want to make sure to guarantee that you'll make the right calculation, that you'll have shishim against the entire piece of meat. See, at Basa Nevela with Basa Yisur, in the second Tarovas, you have to be, there was no Shishim in the first Tarovas. In the second Tarovas, you're going to need Shishim against the entire Chatichas Heter. And why? Because of this new Gzeirah Durabon. Stachar Bosai, I think what's going on here is basically we're asking the following question. It's very fundamental. What is Basa B'Cholof Durabon? For example, on Daf Kuf Chesam at Beis, according to the Sheet of Levi, if you take a Chatzi Zayas of Basa and you cook with a Chatzi Zayas of Cholov, you establish Basa B'Cholof Doraisa. You violate Bishul and Achila. Why? Because even though it's only a Chatzi Zayas and a Chatzi Zayas, nevertheless, the combination thereof of two things produced this brand new entity called Basa B'Cholof. If that be the case, then Chaticha Nasis Nevela. The entire entity, once it's cooked together, forms a new Iser called Basa B'Cholof. Says the Ran, that only applies when it's similar to Basa B'Cholof. If the Rabbanon, I'm sorry, I skipped a little sentence there. Now the Rabbanon Aser Basa B'Cholof. Says the Ran, why did the Rabbanon Aser Basa B'Cholof? If they Aser Basa B'Cholof, because it's similar to Basa B'Cholof Doraisa. And what you did was you took Heter and you took Heter and you combined it together and you created some new Iser Nicha. Then it's Dumya de Basa B'Cholof. We can apply the principle of Chanan. But if on the other hand it's not Dumya de Basa B'Cholof, for example, Malicha, Kavush, and all the rest, and Oaf, in those cases, says the Ran, the logic is that we don't apply the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela
It's missing the basic elements of basa v'cholav. It's a separate gzeira, but it's not basa v'cholav. Not even midrabanan. If you don't have a cheft of basa v'cholav, then there's no logical reason to apply chaticha nasas nevela. On the other hand, if not for this ran, we would have said simply, kol the tikkun d'rabbanan kein d'oraisa tikkun, and even in the case of kavush, or maluach, or all the rest, it's a heft of basa v'cholav. And if it's a heft of basa v'cholav, the combination of cholav and basa creates some sort of entity, even though, again, it's not exactly basa v'cholav, but d'rabbanan gave it the status of basa v'cholav, and therefore we're going to apply chaticha nasas nevela. So now let's go back to the sheet of the Rashba. The sheet of the Rashba is that in Basa B'cholav D'Rabbanan, it is, we apply the principle of Chanan, and that's how the Rama paskins at the end of Siman Tzadi, because he holds that Kula, Hashem Basa B'cholav Kula Chadaninu. You know, whether it's Basa B'cholav D'Oraisa or Basa B'cholav D'Rabbanan, it's got the same shame, it has the same din. And that would be the sheet of Rashi on Daf Kuf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, who applies Chaticha Nasis Nevela even in the case of Kavush, right? Mabidim Ba'ar Kevas Ksheira. And the reason for that is because it's Basa B'cholav. The Rabbanan created an entity of Basa B'cholav. That's the sheet of Harashba. However, let's think about Shari Surim. The Prima Gadav, as he points out very well, says that the Rashba himself, who extends Chanan to Basa B'chol D'Rabbanon, would not extend Basa Chanan to Shari Surim. And the answer is Pashut, because if you cook Heter with Iser, B'Shari Surim, then all you have is Chaticha Sheyesh Ba'Bliya. You didn't create some sort of new entity. It's Mimela, there's no logic to say Chaticha Nas Nevela. So the Rashba Shita is perfectly consistent. On the one hand, Basa B'cholav has the shame, Midrabbana Basa B'cholav. But when you ask the question about Shari Surim just means that the Iser is Balua, is Balua B'tocha Heter. And I think if we take the Shach, and now we combine it with the Pri Chodesh, meaning the way the Pri Chodesh understands the Shach, it's very good. Because what's the Shach say in his interpretation of Taras Chattas, if you take the Derech of the Pri Chodesh, he's saying simply the following, that in Basa B'cholav D'Rabbanan, let's rely B'Shas Adchak on the Shita of the Ran, who argues with the Rashba and maintains that Basa B'cholav D'Rabbanan is not really Basa B'cholav. It's lacking the basic elements of Basa B'cholav. It was Kavush, it was Maluach, but there was no Bishol, and there are Bishol Asrit Torah. And if the entire din of Chanan is only Mishum Lasa de Basa B'cholav, the Ran himself, although he would apply Chanan to Shari Surim, correct? But that's only on a Drabbanan level. Why? Because of Lasa de Basa B'cholav. So now, says the Pri Chodesh, let's go with the logic that in Basa B'cholav Drabbanan, what we have here is a brand new Isur which the Drabbanan created. It's not Zehet of Ifneyatsu, Zehet of Natsu, the combination of which generates a new Chefta de Isura, and therefore we should apply Chanan. Therefore, we can be Mekil and assume that Basa B'cholav D'Rabbanan is not considered a Chefta de Isura. However, the Pri Chodesh would say the following, that the Ran is Machmir Legabi Chanan Bishar Isurim, not because of the Ran. I'm sorry. What I wanted to say is the Taz. Did I say the Pri Chodesh? I meant to say the Taz. The Taz would, on the other hand, would say that the Chumrah here of Shari Surim, of Chanan and Shari Surim, is not based on the Ran's logic that it's Dumya, the Basa B'cholav, but rather, according to the Taz, what we're saying is that Chanan v'Shari Surim, even if it's not Dumya, the Basa B'cholav, is a separate Iser unto itself, like we said before, you can't be Mishayer. And therefore, basically, according to the Taz's conclusion, whenever we have the Tam of Isur, because it's Pachas Mikashishim, we're going to apply Chaticha Nas Nevela. But it's not because of Lasa, the Basa V'cholav, the way the Ran had it. And therefore, the Taz would certainly equate Basa V'cholav D'Rabbanan with Shar Isurim, and it doesn't matter whether it's Shar Isurim Doraisa or Shar Isurim Drabbanan. In all cases, we're saying once there's a Bliya in the Basar, then we apply the principle of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Not because of the logic that the two together, this Heter with this Isur that's Balua Betocho, is some sort of a new entity, correct? Which is the way the Ran is going to learn Basar B'cholov Dirabbanan and the possibility of applying Chanan to Basar B'cholov Dirabbanan. Says the Ran, if it's not Dumya the Basar B'cholov D'Oraisa, then you cannot apply this principle of Chanan because you're not creating some sort of new Isur, which is a combination of Heter V. So the Taz is going with a different Mahalach. And therefore, we can come back to the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim says that you can only be Mekil Behefseid Meruba in the case of Shari Surim. Why? Because even though in Basar B'cholov I'm going to accept the Rashba Shita, that in Basar B'cholov Drabbanan, that what happens is, says the Rashba, you're creating a new entity of Basar B'cholov, because Kula. Kula Chadashema Ika, all Basar B'cholov is Basar B'cholov, and no matter how you arrive at this combination of Basar B'cholov, it could be through Moliach, it could be Kavush, it doesn't matter what you did. At the end of the day, you have Basar and Cholov together, that creates a new entity, and therefore we apply Chanan. Comes along the Prima Gadim, and he says, but in Shari Surim, there the logic of the Ran certainly doesn't hold any water. There's no way of saying Chanan B'Shari Surim the way the Ran would have Chanan B'Shari Surim. The Ran would allow for Chanan B'Shari Surim because of Dumya the Basar B'cholov. That logic could never apply to Shari Surim. Says the Prima Gadim, we could rely, therefore, on the Rashba Shita that there's no Chanan in Shari Surim B'Shas HaTchak, with regard to an Isur D'Rabbanan, for example, Moliach and the rest. And the reason for that is because you could never apply the Ran's logic in analyzing, you know, Chanan on an Isur D'Rabbanan to Shari Surim. Chanan on an Isur D'Rabbanan could apply to Shari Surim, says the Rashba, in the case of Basar B'cholov, based on the Ran's logic. But you cannot use that logic in the case of Shari Surim. So what we're saying here today is a real chiddush. And the chiddush is that there are two different categories of Isurim, and the nafkamina between them will be Chanan. There's one category of Isur where it has a shame, Basar B'cholov. And both the Shach and the Pri Chodesh, and the way the Pri Chodesh understands the Shach, are saying that you can only apply Chanan if you have this combination of Basar and Cholov together, which creates a new Isur. And although the Rashba wants to say that in Basar B'cholov D'Rabbanan you've created such a new Isur, and therefore the logic of Chanan should apply to Basar B'cholov D'Rabbanan, nevertheless, B'Shas HaTchak, we're not going to accept that, and we're going to say that even in Basar B'cholov there's no Chanan if it's only D'Rabbanan, because it's not Dumya the Basar B'cholov. This is all based on the Ran, because the Ran says that Chaticha Nas Nevela always has to be Dumya the Basar B'cholov. And if we take that Ran to its logical conclusion, then there's no reason, no rhyme or reason to apply Chanan in Shari Surim, because you can't say you created a new entity. But Mimela, if you hold like the Ramah is willing to say that the reason why Chanan applies to Shari Surim and Rabbeinu Tam rejects Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the reason for that is not because of the Ran's logic of Dumya the Basar B'cholov, but for a separate reason entirely. If that be the case, then we should apply Chaticha Nas Nevela. Says the Taz, if you apply Chaticha Nas Nevela to Shari Surim, based on this new composition, that even though all that you have here is a heter that's bolea iser, there's iser bolu in the heter, and therefore logically you should not apply Chanan, but you have a technical reason why you impose Chanan. If that be the case, then that should apply even to an Isur D'Rabbanan. But the fascinating thing is that the Taz builds his case on the Ramah in Simon Tzadi, based on the Rashba, that there's Chanan in Basar B'cholov D'Rabbanan. And therefore says the Taz, the logic is that if you're equating Doraisas and D'Rabbanans, and you do that in Basar B'cholov to extend Chanan to Basar B'cholov D'Rabbanan, then we should apply the same logic of equating Doraisas and D'Rabbanans to Shari Surim.
But the truth is that that analogy of the Taz is not necessarily correct. Because Yesh Lechalik between Bas Mechov Drabbanon and Shari Surim Drabbanon, like Dam in the Shalom Parash. In the case of Bas Mechov Drabbanon, you may very well argue, the way the Rashba understood it, that Kula Chad Hashem Ninu. But in the case of Shari Surim, okay, you want to be Machmir Lechatchila and extend Hanan to Shari Surim because we're always afraid that he's not being Meshair Kineged the Blia, but what right do you have to do that in an Issa Drabbanon? And I don't know what the Taz's conclusion here at the end when he applies this logic to Shari Surim. But Rabos, I want to tell you something. That these two interpretations of the Shach, the Pre-Chadosh, the Pre-Megadim on the one hand, that the Shach is only being Mekel with Toras Chattis in Shari Surim, and the Pre-Chadosh on the other side, that the Shach is being Mekel even in Basa V'Cholov, truth be told, if you want to know what the Shach really, really holds, the answer lies in the Shach in Siman Pei Zayin. If you open up to page Chav Dalid, I want to show you something really, really interesting back in page Zion. And this is on page Chav Dalid in your Friedman issue of the edition of the Shulchan Aruch. We're looking at the Shach Sifkat Lamed in page Zion. And the Shach wants to know this halacha that Dovra Maimed Afilu Be'elef Lo Bot, correct? And the question is, does that apply to Basa B'cholov? Says the Shach, Yesh Lomer, Dafka Dovra Mamid She'asur Me'atzmo Mamish. You know, if you could identify a certain tam, and that tam is a Dovra Mamid, like Nevela, the tam in Nevela is Mamid, is then we say Afilu Be'elef Lobot. Mashen Kein Hacha. The Shach wants to say that in this case, if you take a look carefully at the Ramah, where he was mamid with Basa B'cholov Shemidu B'derech Keva, it says Adshi Shishin B'cholov. So Shach asks, what do you mean Shishin? Dovra Mamid is a Afilu Be'elef Lo Batel. So what's the Ramah talking about? Says the Shach here, the Dovra Mamid Me'atzmo is really only a Tyroves of Basa B'cholov. V'lachein Batel Shapir. That's the first round in the Shach. At this point, Rabosai, the Shach is assuming that Chaticha Nasis Nevela applies even to Kavush, even to Basa B'chol of the Rabbana. And therefore he says the only logical explanation, justification of Ramah, is if you assume that this Tam, if you identify it isolated, is not the Dovra Maimon. But then he gives another explanation. He says, V'afilu inema Basa B'chol of Mamish. Shenesar yidei bishul chashiv kigufo shol isur v'ramidu bo acharkach oser b'mashahu. I don't care which element, whether it's the bas or the chol, is the dovra mamid. It doesn't matter because once you cook bas and chol together, is chaticha atzva nasis nevela. The whole thing is a heftu di sura. But mikolakom hacha. But here, kaved lo nesar ela yidei malicha v'kavush di eno ela drabbanon svir leila rav dlo chashiv kigufo shol isur leinyan dovra mamid. That should be also a kolshu. The shach now turns the table upside down, and he says, no, in Basa B'chol, there are Banali de Malicha V'Kavush, we do not apply the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and therefore there's no Halach of Dovra Mamid Afilu Pi Elef Lo Batel. So whether or not the Shach would be willing to be Mekel in Hanan, in Basa B'chol Drabbanon, which is machlokes between the Pre-Megadim and the Pre-Chadosh, is really a suffix in the Shach himself. The Shach himself vacillates back and forth. I'll just conclude by telling you that Rabbi Kiveger has a very interesting chiddush here. Rabbi Kiveger at the, where was it? I think it's on your page. Anyway, it's at the beginning of Simon Tzadi, and he wants to say that in Basa V'chol of Derabbanan, there is no din of Chaticha Haruya L'Skabed Afilu B'Elef Lo Batel. And the reason for this, I believe, is because Rabbi Kiveger is going with the Pre-Chadosh's logic, namely, that Basa V'chol of Derabbanan is not Basa V'chol of, it's only a Tam Boluah,
And in Tam Volu, we don't apply the principle of Chaticha Ruilus Kavin. Okay, we'll stop.
Is that not specifically a din
in Mamed?
That's
no, Mamed is kavod, right? So what do we get here? In the worst case scenario, once you took the milk out of this kavod, you have basav cholav. If there was nesinas tapasav, the rabban says the shach. Now, if you look carefully at the rabban, you took this mixture which was basar with cholav with tam basar in it, the rabban and through malicha. And it got mixed up in another tarovus. And lo and behold, the Rama says it's bata b'shishim. Check the shach. What do you mean bata b'shishim? It's dovra mamid. Is it dovra mamid? Is a few bell flow bottle? So he has, in the first answer, he says, well, dovra mamid has its limitations. Exactly how that works. You have to know the mechanics of dovra mamid. But the second answer, he gives a much more fundamental, lundish answer. He says that since it was only the rabbanon through kavush, through malicha, therefore, you don't apply the principle of chatichanas to the veil. If there's no chatichanas to the veil, there's no dovra mamid.
I'm going to say only that kind of klape, the din of mamid, right? That would be just, you know, that would be limited. That,
right, right. He's really making a fundamental breakthrough here, that there's no, and therefore the shach in Sadi Beis is willing the Hefsi Meruva to fall back on the Shita, according to the Pre-Chadash understands that even in Basav Cholav the Rabbanan, you could say that we don't need Chanak. There are a lot of Nafkaminas Lamaisa from this whole discussion that we had, you know. Okay. Now I'll look over my notes and see how many things I forgot.
Okay, good. Thank you.